What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we have a very much WordPress-themed episode today, which is a great crossover for me. Again, building WordPress websites was my entry into the marketing realm and is still probably my favorite thing to do for my clients. So today we are going to be talking about one of the most popular page builders used in WordPress, which is Elementor. If we have any WordPress users out there listening, or if you built your own website using WordPress, it's very likely that you've either come across Elementor or you have used it yourself. I think it is the most popular page builder right now in the WordPress area. I have mentioned in the past that I use a page builder called Divi from Elegant Themes. But before that, I was an Elementor user and had a few different sites with Elementor templates, and it's a very robust but very powerful product. And now Elementor is offering Elementor AI. In the headline or the little tagline on the web page here, it says AI-powered tools for Elementor website builder. And essentially, while you're in the builder, much like we've seen in some of our other demos and other tools, you can now have a native AI copilot. And on the Elementor site here, it says, quote unquote, meet Copilot, your personal helper for building container layouts. This smart tool suggests layouts based on your acceptance or rejection of suggestions, your past work, and on web and on best practices for website design. So continuing on in their little feature list here, it looks like they also have some native prompt improvement or prompt enhancement that goes on behind the scenes. And I really like that. We've talked about on this show before how it's very important to go over your prompts one, two, three, five extra times to try and optimize the prompt as much as possible and get the best output result from the model that you're using. And so the fact that you can do that natively in this tool and that some tools like this do that optimization for you, like Leonardo.ai, which we just covered in the past week, they have some prompt generation or prompt enhancement features as well. And so any tools that do that are super cool in my book. So props to Elementor, or prompts to Elementor, to risk a horrible pun. Anyway, moving on, there's also a feature called AI Context, which is basically going to allow you to set and save and configure a tone and a voice for your business via your content on the website, which can then be used repeatedly throughout your content when you're creating new pages. And then you can further tailor it, this context or the voice or tone that your business uses with this AI context feature. Okay, now we're starting to get into the really cool stuff, and that is the AI generated containers that they mentioned earlier in their little review or their little overview. So just like you would for like prompt a model for an image or for a text response, you can actually prompt Elementor AI for a website container or a specific layout response, specifically asking it to build a layout or an Elementor module for your page. There's a really great prompt library here with some examples, and I'll definitely link to it. But for instance, you can ask the AI to build you a gallery section or a stats section or a pricing section, a newsletter form signup, and all sorts of stuff like that. And you can just copy and paste these prompts that have been used to generate these examples in this library and these modules, and then you can tailor them to your own needs. For instance, one of these prompts says, a simple centered gallery with a heading followed by a short description and then five small images in a horizontal row. Another says, a pricing block with a title, description, and three pricing lists arranged vertically. Each pricing list is separated by a line to distinguish them. So this is a somewhat unique feature that I really like and that I have not seen quite yet with like Divi or any other builders, in that you can specifically prompt for a layout or a module. I know that Claude and Llama and these other models, we can definitely do this. We can write code and ask it to implement this code in an HTML format with CSS, Java, all that stuff. And we'll have to do an episode talking about that because it's one of my most fun things you can do in that tool right now. But the fact that you can do this with these modules directly with copying and pasting is just super cool and user-friendly. And to be able to do it right inside your builder is much better and a much different experience. Even cooler than that, they've not only have those prompts for the containers and the layouts, but they also have prompts for images and text. But most impressively, and what I love to see, is for code. So for certain features or animations that require JavaScript or a little bit of coding knowledge, you can just prompt the model or the Elementor AI to build you those features. For example, they have a really cool falling confetti animation that I think looks great that you could put on your site. I love the animations that kind of grab the user's attention on your site right away. They have a prompt to allow for video play on hover. So if you hover over a video, it'll start playing. So just a cool set of pre-made prompts and coding prompts for a lot of handy features and creative modules. For instance, the prompt for the confetti is, and these ones are nice and long and a little bit more detailed. It says, insert the following code in the head tag of the website. Generate concise JavaScript code for a falling confetti animation on a fixed HTML5 canvas of a full viewport size, width, and height. Ensure the animation does not disrupt the layout of the page and that the confetti particles fall smoothly from the top to the bottom like a rain. Consider optimizing the code in CSS styles to prevent interference with other page elements. Make the canvas above all elements but links a Z index of 1,000, which is basically telling it where to position the web page content over the confetti. Make sure that everything is positioned over the confetti, and the confetti is like a background animation, basically. It also goes on to say, randomize confetti properties like size, color, and rotation for visual appeal. Make each particle falling in another time and speed. Make the pointer events to none and do not hidden the overflow. So that's just some technical jargon there at the end. But again, I'm super impressed with the detail of these prompts. Obviously, they know just how to prompt the Elementor AI. They are Elementor. But the fact that they just give you this right out of the box, and you can use it to create any animation you want. Just replace the confetti with a different type of falling object, or replace the rain style animation with a different type of movement, or use your imagination. Let me know what you come up with for these Elementor code prompts, or any code prompts that you come up with, whether it's Claude or Llama or otherwise. So just to close up here on Elementor AI, what looks really powerful to me is the fact that it's using what they're calling like Elementor-based context, which means you can generate variations based on existing Elementor elements and modules. And containers. So you can take what's already there in the templates or in the pre-made containers, and you can switch out exactly what you want, keeping the elements that you like and swapping out the content that needs to be swapped out. It looks like you can do the same thing for almost any layout that you find on the web. And you can reference that other layouts or design that inspires you from the web, which is a really cool feature. And one more thing, I guess, before I sign off here for today is the pricing that they have here. The AI starter is $3.99 per month or $48 a year. And the AI power is $8.25 per month or $99 per year. And it looks like the only difference between the two is the number of credits you get. And then there's the history of storage for the starter is 30 days, and the history of storage for power is 90 days. But other than that, the subscriptions appear to be the same. And one subscription is going to be applicable to all of your Elementor websites, apparently, which is also nice. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or you found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.